神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we're going to talk about personal growth.
我们要再次的谈到个人的成熟成长。
And we're going to talk about how do we handle insecurity in our life.
那我们要再谈的就是特别指向如何来面对我们的没有安全感。
You may ask me, what is insecurity? What do you mean by that?
那或许你说什么叫做没有安全感呢？
It's a feeling of not being good enough.
那就是说呢，那种感觉是我不够好。
You never feel quite good enough to meet the challenges of the situations you face in life.
不管面对人生里面的任何的情况或者是挑战呢，你总是觉得我不够好。
And of course, this gives us a sense of helplessness in the face of conflicts and concerns and problems.
没有安全感就是当你面对困难的时候或者是一些焦虑或冲突的时候呢你会有无助感。
When an insecure person comes face to face with life's challenges, they feel very inadequate or they're not competent to solve them.
一个没有安全感的人面对人生的一些难处的时候呢他们总是觉得自己无力没有能力来解决问题。
You can see how this would affect a person.
那你可以想象说这样子会影响一个人的。
Some live under the fear of being discovered that they're inadequate or ill-fitted, to handle and to meet the responsibilities, whether it's at home or at the school or job.
有的人呢，因为在学校，不管是学校或者是家里或者是工作场所呢，因为发现自己的那种无力呢，会带给他一种潜在的害怕。
And in some areas, then, they live in anxiety.
有些时候呢，里面潜藏着焦虑。
And anxiety can cause so many different effects in our life.
焦虑可以带给我们很多的影响。
Then, sometimes there's a sense that you're always climbing a mountain, but you're never able to reach the top.
有时候一种感觉就是好像你总是在向上，好像在爬山一样，可是永远爬不到山的顶处。
It seems like you never get ahead.
好像总是没有办法到上面去。
Then sometimes it's because you have no support, where you live, where you work, in your home, there's no support for you.
有时候你的感觉是你住的地方、你的家或者是你的工作场所呢，好像没有一种资源的感觉。
This can be very detrimental to the insecure person.
那这会影响到一个人很没有安全感。
You see, when we have no support means that people feel that we are inadequate. They actually make fun of us. They're always putting us down over this.
当我们有这种没有被支援、后面没有后盾的情况的时候呢，有时候被一些人他们知道了，他们会好像会轻看我们，然后会看到我们的那种无能。
Now, another area that can make people very insecure is when they have a feeling of being unaccepted, disapproved of, or rejected.
另外一个会觉得很没有安全感的是没有被肯定、没有被接纳、还是被弃绝的感觉。
I don't know anything that can be more hurtful than being rejected.
我不晓得还有什么比被弃绝更有伤害的。
And live under the eye of disapproval.
在那种人家的心目中，你觉得好像不被肯定。
And not be accepted by anyone.
不被别人接纳。
There are many people that live in this atmosphere.
有很多人就在这样的一个感觉的这样的一个气氛里面的生活。
So you can see a little more what insecurity is.
所以你就知道说什么叫做没有安全感呢。
Now, that's how we feel when we're insecure.
我提到的是说呢，当你没有安全感的时候，你的感觉是这样子的。
But let's see what insecure people believe. You see, there's one thing of feeling, but then there's the thinking. What do we think of ourselves?
我们有这种没有安全感的问题的时候呢，会带来一些刚才我讲的感觉。但是呢，这个感觉会带给我们一些信念。感觉是一回事，可是呢，接下来呢，我们留下一种信念、一种观念呢，是另外一回事。
You have the thought, I can never accomplish the task that faces me.
你会有这样的一种想法、一种观念，就是呢，我这个人是没有办法完成任务的。
And then you may think sometimes when you've been rejected or people doesn't support you, you may think, everybody is looking at me, just waiting for me to make a fool of myself.
好像呢，因为你有这种感觉，那种被弃绝的感觉，所以你就好像等着大家来看着你失败，然后呢，把你当作是一个傻瓜一样。
And then we look back at our life and we say, I am a failure.
你也会有一种信念，把自己放在一个失败者的位置。
You know that sometimes our facial and our appearance makes us feel insecure?
有时候呢，我们的外表的一些呈现呢，也给我们自己有不安全感。
Some people said I'm ugly and I'm awful to look at.
因为有人把你认为说你很丑，你根本就是很不悦人眼目的话，那你就有那种不安全感。
Then there's others with this insecure attitude that thinks, what's the sense of trying? I never get it right.
另外一种信念就是说呢，尝试也没有用，反正呢，就是做不好。
Then there are those who are very timid.
也有一些呢，是很畏缩，很胆小的。
Actually, they try very hard and sometimes they do accomplish.
他们有时候很努力的，很用心的去克服。
But because they're so laid back, so timid to express themselves, people never give them recognition.
那因为呢，非常的胆小畏缩呢，所以呢也不被肯定。
Then there are those, and a lot of times you'll see teenagers like this. They'll say, I'm incompetent at everything. I can't do anything right.
特别是青少年有这种现象，就是他们会觉得好像我什么事都做不好。
Then there are those who...Look at themselves and their families, and they'll say, I failed them in the past, therefore I'm a failure today.
所以呢，有的人因为过去的失败，就认同说有这样的观念，说今天呢，我就是一个失败者。
Then you hear the one that works for an organization or a corporation, and they think to themselves, I'll never get ahead. The only way for me is down.
那有些人呢，他们在公司里面上班是一个下属。然后呢，他们就认为说呢，反正我也没有办法出头了，我就是永远就是人家的雇员。
Have you ever heard anyone say, no one could ever like, respect, or accept me?
也有人会这样讲说呢，都没有人会尊重我，也不会接纳我。
Then there's others that will say, well, I don't fit anywhere.
反正呢，我哪里去都不对。
This is sad.
这样的话是很悲哀的。
Because everyone has a purpose in life.
因为每一个人的生命都是有目的的。
And that's why, as I speak about insecurity and personal growth, that's where the need is.
那当我在讲我们这种里面的这个还没有成熟的我要成长的时候呢，事实上也就是我们每一个人的需要。
Sometimes a person feels like they're an incomplete person and always will be.
有人就认为说，好像我是一个，反正就是这样了，永远是这样了。
Young people that are insecure has a way of saying,I'm so afraid that no one will like me. I can't get friends, and I don't think anyone will ever like me.
然后年轻人就会想说呢，像我这样的人，可能没有人会喜欢我，没有人会接纳我的。
Now let us look at why there are those who are insecure.
现在我们要来看为什么会让一个人有不安全感。
Then, of course, we always have to go to our background.
当然，我们要回去我们的背景。
For it usually begins there at times.
就是在我们一开始成长的时候。
For there are some people who are raised in homes that have no order, very disorderly.
有的人呢，从一种家庭背景成长的家庭背景来，就是呢，从一种很没有秩序的家庭来的。
Or maybe I should say very disorganized.
非常的没有组织。
A home where there's a lot of yelling and hollering at each other.
家里面呢，大家彼此呐喊嘶喊。
When everything seems to be always going wrong.
好像什么呢，都很混乱，都不对。
And this, of course, throws a person off of their balance in the sense that they're fearful and they live on the edge of things because they never know what's going to happen or what is going to be said to them.
这样的一个情况下面生活呢，每一天这样生活呢，会让你觉得好像很害怕，不晓得会发生什么事情。
Now, another reason is that many times they may experience a major tragedy in their lives.
另外一个理由是可能呢你在你的生命的过程中你经过一些啊突然间来的一些灾祸。
The loss of a child, the loss of a husband, or the loss of a wife.
比如说呢你失去了孩子或丈夫丧生了或者是妻子丧生那种悲剧。
Now we all go through the grieving period.
那我们都会经过一些很伤心的阶段。
But those that cannot adjust to the change after a normal period of grieving,are those who are truly insecure people.
但是有一些人呢走不出这个难过悲伤的阶段那他们就永远没有办法调整自己就变成一个没有安全感的人。
Of course, major failures in life is what really hurts us.
有时候人生里面那种很大的失败的经验也会伤害我们。
Do you know what divorce can do to a person?
你知道这种离婚离异呢是怎么样在影响一个人吗
Make them feel that they were inadequate.
让他们感觉他们是一个没有能力的人。
Incompetent.
他们是没有成就的人。
Rejected.
是一个被弃绝的人。
So can you see how this can make a person insecure as they try to make a new life?
你就可以想象说这一些影响呢这种感觉都会让一个人很难去面对新的开始。
You see, failure always leads us to the question of our personal competence.
当我们面对失败的时候，总是把我们带到一个问题，就是呢，我是一个没有能力的人。
As we said before, many things happen in our early youth or our early childhood.
我们常常说，很多事情都是根源于我们的这种原生的这种背景。
And that is how is our self-respect.How do we look at ourselves, our self-esteem?
就在那个时候是我们养成我们对我自我的这种价值的一个概念我怎么样来看我自己
If we feel very little self-respect, low self-esteem, of course this is going to bring on insecurity.
如果我们小时候所养成的里面的观念是别人都不尊重我而且呢我是没有能力的话那么就会带来没有安全感。
When a person or a child never feels accepted by people, they many times become very shy, they become very backward, withdrawn from people.
当一个孩子他没有觉得是被接纳的话他会变成一种好像很腼腆很害羞很畏缩的一个人。
There is something I wanted to bring in with failure.
我要在这个失败的这样的一个方面再补充。
Because I've had many come to me about this.
很多人来跟我讲这个事情。
Particularly girls that have had young men or young men that have girls that they have really loved and have been rejected by them.
特别是这种年轻的男女当他们彼此相爱之后呢后来又分开有一方的那种被弃绝的时候
Before this they felt that they could do but now they feel that they've been rejected and now they feel very incompetent
因为他们曾经有被弃绝的那种经验所以他们会觉得以后非常的无力感无能感
And some have even taken their lives
有些人为了这个事情呢就会自杀
And for others, it leaves the scar of insecurity deep in them.
那有的人呢，会留下这种很深的这种好像痕迹，一个伤痕一样，然后就会带给他不安全感。
In another area, they never receive enough of positive of reinforcement of who they are and what they are.
另外一方面呢，就从来没有接受过 对于自我认证，我是谁，到底我的价值在哪里，这样的一个自我认证，没有从来没有接受过很积极方面的这样的一个消息。
They do have talents. They do have abilities.
即使他们有能力，他们有才干。
But someone comes along and knocks it out from underneath them.
但是有人呢，就几句话就把他泼了冷水了。
I have a friend that I'm afraid she does this a lot.
那我有一个朋友常常这样做。
When the child tries to learn an instrument, she made fun.
当孩子们在学乐器的时候呢，这个妈妈就取笑他。
Even when he walks, she said he can't walk. How is he going to play in a marching band?
那当他在走路要参加这个游行的时候呢，妈妈就笑他说走路都走不好，还怎么去游行呢？
And when you're always being knocked down, it makes you feel very insecure.
所以如果你常常被这样子来贬损的话呢，当然你就会没有安全感。
There's another area too that I think some of you are not aware of.And that's the fact that if a person gets very little guidance and direction or discipline in their early life, it leaves them unable to cope with the pressures of life.
那另外一个方面呢，也是常常会发生的，就是当一个人从小没有被引导或被管教，没有规范的话，那当他们面对人生的过程或困难的时候，他们不晓得该怎么去面对。
I heard a mother complaining about her son and his study habits, and he really isn't getting very far in his schoolwork. But then she said, the father said, well, let him have his childhood, let him have his young life. And so you see, he's allowed him to do what he wants, and now the boy really can't do anything.
有这样的一个例子，就是一个男孩子呢，那妈妈看到这个孩子实在是都没有办法好好的负责任念书，然后爸爸就说呢，让他爱怎么做就怎么做嘛，反正他是孩子嘛，让他享受他童年，所以表示说呢，在这个家庭里面呢，并没有给他一个规范。
And then you have the people who feel overshadowed or overlooked by other people and other members of their family that have successes that people look up to.And they themselves feel like no one feels that they're a success, and probably they're not.
有的人在家庭的成员里面，就是那个被忽略、被冷淡的人，因为他的一些其他的兄弟姐妹可能有很好的成绩，跟他们比起来呢，他自己就不出色了。所以这样的话，就会觉得好像自己什么都不是，也没有办法做什么。
Being insecure can really hinder your life in many ways.
在这种没有安全感的下面呢，会影响到你人生的很多方面。
Again, I go back to relationship.
我再次要回到我们的人际关系。
Because an insecure person finds it very difficult to establish a healthy and a long-lasting relationship.
一个没有安全感的人很难去跟人家建立那种比较长久的亲近的关系。
That's why they feel so alone.
有时候呢，会觉得很孤独。
Sometimes to cover their insecurity, they take on a very proud attitude.
有的人呢，为了要掩饰他的没有安全感呢，会有另外一种表现，就是呢，很骄傲。
So they can avoid the perception of being insecure.
好，让他们可以避免人家可以感觉到他们是没有安全感的。
Insecure people can be very fearful people.
一个没有安全感的人呢，可能是一个很惧怕、很害怕的人。
Afraid to get out and go and do.
很怕出去，很怕尝试，很怕做事情。
They have no freedom, no freedom of action or choice many times.
有时候呢，对于这种选择能力呢，也没有自由的这种能力来选择。
And sometimes they can get to the place they feel like others are trying to hurt them.
有时候呢，会有人感觉好像别人想要伤害他。
Sometimes there are those that really do have the abilities. They have the talents to do it. But when somebody changes and says they want it done another way, this makes them very fearful. And in doing that, they cannot be as competent as they should.
有时候本来自己有一些意见，有一些能力，但是被别人稍微建议有另外一个方法的时候呢，他们就觉得没有自信心，就很害怕了，就觉得没有能力做了。
There are those that they get passed over for promotions, for advancements or honor because they never let anybody know what they've done. They never show themselves.
有一些人呢，因为他们从来没有表达，没有让人家知道他们在做什么，所以呢，有时候在奖赏或者是有升迁的时候呢，就会错过机会。
And then they don't get the honors or the promotions or the rewards, and so they feel that they must be inadequate.
然后呢，因为没有这种荣誉，或者是没有奖赏或没有升迁，就因为这样，让自己就更觉得自己是没有成就的。
Many times they have problems meeting people.
有时候他们要去面对人也有困难。
And so they become much of a loner.
所以变成呢是一个单独行动的人。
And also they become the quiet, silent type.
也是一个比较沉默的人。
So you really don't know anything about them.
就因为这样也让别人觉得更不了解他了。
And then of course, like so many things, they try to just seek to escape into fantasy.So they don't have to live in the real world.
很多时候这样的人呢他们会想要逃避就是会找到一个自己的领域然后来逃避现实。
Now all I've said would be worth nothing today unless I could help you maybe to see some things that can help you get out of your insecurity and have some personal growth in this area.
我跟你讲那么多如果没有给你一些建议给你一些方法的话那事实上你了解这些也是没有用的。
So let's talk about that for a while.
所以我们要来谈一谈到底这样的一个情况我们该怎么样让他可以成长。
You must be willing to be put in places where you might get hurt, but you're still willing to step out.
首先呢你必须要敢让自己在尝试即使你觉得有可能会受伤害你还是愿意能够踏出去。
Maybe it's a try a new job.
或许尝试一个新的工作。
You feel so inadequate.
本来你觉得很无力感
But you're going to try your very best.
但是呢你要尽力而为
You're not going to lay back anymore and not try. You're going to try.
不能再畏缩了一定要尝试
We call this risk taking.
那这呢是一种好像一种冒险一样
And you're going to have to take risk to change your behavior.
所以你一定要勇敢的去冒险来改变你过去的行为模式。
This is not an easy thing to do.
这可不是一件容易的事情。
It goes against our feelings and our thinking.
因为会整个跟你里面的信念还有你的感受是冲突的。
But I guarantee you, if you start doing this, you're going to take a big step out of insecurity.
但是我跟你保证，如果你愿意这样子尝试的话，你等于是在你的那个没有安全感里面跨一大步了，克服了一大步了。
You're going to have to learn how to trust.
你要学习怎么样信任。
Trust others enough to expose yourself to them.
信任对方好让你可以敞开你自己，去表露你自己。
This may be in friendship.
在你的友谊里面可以这样做。
You know, the Bible tells us to have a friend, you must be a friend.
那圣经很清楚告诉我们说如果你要有朋友的话你自己要先成为人家的朋友。
So you may have to first step out into friendship yourself by being a friend.
所以你想要有友谊的话你首先要成为别人的朋友。
And you have to do this by being willing to expose yourself to maybe hurts or problems.
那你就要愿意暴露你自己敞开你自己或许会带来一些伤害或困难。
But these things are worth taking the risk for.
但是呢这些都值得你去冒险的。
Because it's going to help you to grow personally.
因为会帮助你在里面呢个人的成长。
And show you how to begin to face challenges.
让你知道说怎么样来面对挑战。
Then you're going to have a healthy belief in yourself.
接下来你要有一个里面一个健全的一些信念。
And you're going to have a little humor. You're going to have to laugh at yourself once in a while.
有时候呢对自己有些幽默感就是有点笑一笑自己也没有关系。
You don't know how much that can help.
你不晓得这样的话对你多有帮助呢。
When I was a child, I was very large.
在我小的时候呢我是很胖的一个人。
And instead of allowing others to make fun of me, I made fun of myself.
在别人还没有取笑我的时候，我就自己先给自己有一些自嘲。
And we would have a big laugh, and then it was all over.
那当他们笑一笑呢，就过去了。
They didn't say anything or tease me anymore.
他们就不再嘲笑我了。
So sometimes we have to sort of laugh at ourselves and be willing to allow them to accept us for what we are.
有时候我们就先自嘲，嘲笑一下，给自己一些幽默感呢，然后呢，他们就接受我们了。
You're going to have to take a rational approach. You're going to have to look at things in reality.
然后你要有对那种对现实的一种合理的看法。
You cannot allow yourself to be stopped by the fears and the belief that you can't do it.
不能总是让你的里面那些过去的信念或者是感受害怕来阻挡你。
Now, I recognize there are some things we can't do.
当然有一些你是不能做的。
When I was working my way through college, I worked in a sewing factory.
那有一次呢，在我要就是在上大学时候，我自己要筹学费，我就在一个裁缝的这种工厂做事。
I don't know if I have a crooked eye or a crooked hand, but I could not sew a straight seam.
不晓得是因为我的这个眼睛或者是我的手呢，有是扭曲的，是不好的，所以呢，我总是没有办法把一个东西车好车直。
The boss was very good to me. She would give me all kinds of jobs, easier ones and easier ones to help me out.
老板对我很好，他就常跟我换部门，让我做比较容易的部分。
But I realized and she realized I just couldn't sew.
后来呢，老板也清楚，我自己也看到呢，我实在不是这种可以用裁缝机的材料。
Now you have to get some courage.
那你要有一点自己的鼓励。
And then take things a little step at a time.
给自己一些勇气，一次呢，只踏出去一点点。
Learn to gain little successes and little achievements.
就是一点点的成就，一点点的成功都很好。
And you'll begin to see as you achieve a little and you become successful a little, then you broaden yourself to more and more achievement.And successes.
所以一点慢慢的一步一步的一点的这种成就跟成功呢会把你带到更大的成就。
When I speak about a little bit or small steps, I mean making your goal very simple at first. Maybe it's just going outside and saying hello to my neighbor.
我讲的要踏出去这一步呢小小步就可以的意思是说呢你的那种目标呢理想呢不要太大就小小的比如说呢你就说我今天我要出去跟我的邻居呢问候
Maybe at work you build up some courage and maybe you give a person there some cake that you brought
比如说在你工作的时候呢你给自己一点勇气带一点点心给隔壁的人
But the more you do it the more courage you will gain
你越做你就越勇敢了
Break down the barriers of self-doubtAnd put some courage in your heart that you really are worth something.
给自己一些勇气，然后呢，跨出自己的这种疑惑，然后告诉自己说呢，事实上我是有价值的。
The more you do it, of course you will feel more self-worth. But let me tell you, the secret to all of it is recognizing that you were made by God. You were made by the Creator.He loves you, you're worth something to him, and because of that, you do have real self-worth.
你越这样子来鼓励自己，你就会越得到勇气。但是不管怎么样，记得，如果你知道你的生命是神所给予、神所造的，你在神的眼中是很有价值的，那你就知道你是真的是在神的眼中是宝贝的。
Put your trust in Jesus.And he will help you with your insecurities.
信靠耶稣，他会帮助你的这种不安全感的问题。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱， 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。